right. George from MasterChef is on the line. Good morning, George.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm even better because I got to watch the whole show last night uninterrupted. Now, this year, you've looked far and wide for top-notch contestants. But even so, have you been surprised by their skill?
Yeah, look, I think every year I am, you know, because the standard, you know, rises, you know, and what we've got this year is a crop of 24 cooks that are committed and dedicated to the cause, and they're foodies, you know, and they want to change their lives and they want to be in food, but their abilities are extraordinary. You know, no longer are we teaching them how to make a mayonnaise or, you know, how to make an anglaise. They're already the basics are under their belt. What we get now is creativity plus, but incredible stories and ambitions.
Awesome. Now, it is a pretty high pressure environment. The contestants, you know, they do often get emotional. Marco, not last night, but last Sunday night, told Melita that, you know, if you're not emotional about this, then you're not a good cook. You're not passionate about your food. It's all about passion. Do you get emotional in the pressure cooker environment at times?
Yeah, of course. I get emotional every day in my own kitchen because it's an emotional thing to be able to feed people food. And you've got to remember, it's you that you're putting on a plate. And, you know, you got to live by it. You got to die by it. You got to live by the criticism. You got to triumph in the glory. It's an emotional thing. And one day it could be amazing. The next day it might not be. It's what makes this industry such a wonderful one, because it's every day is different, but every day you get something very special, which is instant gratification for your hard work.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Now, George, I as a viewer, I find two extremes when it comes to George, okay? So sometimes I think it's hard to read your first impressions. Like, I think the contestants sometimes are left thinking, what is George thinking? But then there are other times, like last night when I think Renold was explaining his dish and your facial expressions just told exactly what you were thinking. You did not even have to speak. He knew you were not impressed with what he was going to put together.
Yeah.
Do you do that on purpose, or is that just George?
Well, look, you know what it is. I try and give them as much assistance without giving them the answer.
Yeah.
At those points, and hopefully my facial expressions will either say, you know what, are you awesome, you're on the right track, or, you know what, rethink what you're about to do, because, you know, in my experience and potentially Gary's experience as well, doesn't sound right. So, yeah, look, you know, I try and help them as much as I can, because, you know, I want them to succeed. Our job's not just there to judge them and critique them. Our job's there to, you know, assist them in growth. They've got to grow. And if you look at the food they're producing now, just wait to see what they're going to produce in, you know, 4 weeks' time, 5 weeks' time, 6 weeks' time. It's incredible.
Now, last night you did, choose not to bite into some chicken that was not looking very cooked. Have there been any times in the filming where you didn't quite notice something and you took a bite in and regretted it later?
No, not really, because, you know, obviously you consider, I guess you come to a point in your career where when you look at food, you can tell if it's safe or not.
Yeah.
I'm not going to risk it. It's not worth it, you know. And you know, that's okay. I'd rather them make these mistakes with us.
Yeah.
And make them when they get out into the big bad world. And don't get me wrong, you know, I've undercooked and overcooked, you know, more fish and chicken and beef than, you know, a lot of people. But
yep.
It's just, you know, it's years of experience, and you know, it's important that we support them and help them to be able to not make those mistakes again.
Absolutely. Well, I think MasterChef has improved the quality of Australia's cooking. Mm. What would be your tips for budding home cooks? Because there are a whole lot of them.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, MasterChef has galvanised this country. It's changed the way kids think about food, let alone adults. But I think the simplicity is, you know, buy what you can afford. The best thing that you can buy at your budget. You know,
yeah.
Don't. It starts with great produce. You get, you know, and great produce. At the moment, you know, artichokes are in season, so celebrate artichokes in their entirety. You know, go to the market, and learn about when when things come out, at what time, and at their best. And, you know, if you rock up to the market around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you get some really good bargains, and you know that they're fresh, they're tasty, and they're delicious. So, and they're in season. And my other tip is taste when you cook. You know, as you're cooking something, taste it. Make sure it's developing in flavor. I mean, that's why you cook something. You cook it so not only to, you cook it to bring out its natural flavor and its deliciousness, you know, or else would be eating everything raw.
Yeah, good tips, good tips. All right, let's talk about tonight. The bottom three contestants from last night's invention test face off tonight in the pressure test. Now, last night, the judges revealed that today's pressure test has been set by a rising star in the dessert world, guest chef Anna Polyview from Sydney's The Shangri-La Hotel. Now, tonight, with 3 hours on the clock, they must replicate her carrot cake, which actually was awarded Dessert of the Year in 2014. That's a big call.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, Anna, I've known Anna for years, and again, what MasterChef is about is unearthing local talent. They don't just have to be the big name chefs from Europe and Asia, which we have on the show all the time. It's also about about our local talent and unearthing them and giving them the opportunity. And Anna is an incredible character, wonderful person, and she's going to push these contestants. Having worked with Anna many, many moons ago, I'm sure she was one of my apprentices. She's a feisty human being. she's a wonderful, wonderful girl. She's a great cook as well. So this carrot cake ain't your run-of-the-mill sort of, you know, tuck shop carrot cake. It's something that, you know, deserves to sit in a top restaurant. And that's what it does.
And desserts are pretty hard, I'm told.
Well, they are, because you need a certain accuracy. You know, it's not, you know, a pinch of this and a you know, a spoon of that and a stir of that. It's quite an alchemy, and it's a measured, a very measured, genre of cooking. You know, you can't just wing it, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I would do extremely bad at desserts. Now, George, just last question. Any tips for those wanting to audition for the show next year?
Just go for it. I mean, if you think you can cook and you've got a palate, but more importantly, if you've got a dream and you want to seriously be in this industry, go for it. But, if you haven't, you'll get worked out very quickly, and, you know, obviously don't waste your time. But it's a wonderful, wonderful show, and it definitely gives you a springboard and a platform to further your career and obviously change your life.
Wonderful, wonderful. George, thank you so much for having a chat this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
We look forward to the show tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye.